Best man.
Okay. And the woman that stands over for God?
Maid of honor.
Okay. Do you remember a long time ago if people in the community would get married, other people would make a lot of noise and fire off pistols and so forth?
Mm-hmm. That was a chivalry.
Okay. What were they like?
A lot of fun for everybody except the one that rode the rail.
Who was riding the rail?
The one that got married. Yeah, this, the newly married husband usually was the one that got the rail riding, and he probably got thrown in the creek, or they threw him in the pond, whatever the case was. She might have been thrown in the creek or thrown in the pond. Of course, the idea was that he would try to stay away from the crowd.
Yeah.
I've attended several in my time, yes. Before I was married, when I was growing up.
It all just done in fun?
Oh, it was all fun, yes. You see, the idea of the crowd wouldn't let the married couple know it was coming. But even when I was 10, 12, 15 years old, it was you know, just a common practice. They held them real often when somebody got married. But the married couple usually expected it because they'd have cigars and they'd have candy and, you know, a few knickknacks to eat on, just refreshments, because they would expect it any time. So they'd have them on hand.
What if they didn't have it?
Well, they just got caught, but it was nothing disastrous because they didn't have it. But they would usually crowd up and go in and go after them.
Was this something right after they got married?
Usually within a week or so, yes.
And, say, if last weekend you were in Nashville, you say, how would you refer to that? You say, last week I was
in Nashville last week.
Would you say up in Nashville or over to Nashville?
No, I was in Nashville.
Do you use these words up, over, or down?
Well, if it's a distinct location relative to north, south, east, or west, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was over in North Carolina last week because I was over the mountains.
Okay.
Or I was up in Michigan because it's much north of here. So.
What about Chattanooga?
I was in Chattanooga, probably.
Or I was up.
Or I may have gone over to Chattanooga, but I was over in Knoxville because I think of our location in Knoxville being similar geographical wise.
I was over in Knoxville.
And I think of being over there. But Chattanooga, it could be, but normally I say in Nashville, in Knoxville, unless there's something more distinct that would, you know, support a direction like that.
About
where
you
live,
you'd refer to someone, say,
you
might say, he doesn't live here, he's in...
over there, or he lives in Clarksville, or he lives in Georgia, or he lives...
Would you use down the road, or up?
North